Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to a spooky episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am here with my ever spooky Casey B co-host, and we are ready for a great Halloween episode. Ooh. I love Halloween. I'm very excited. This is just going to be a fun one, and let's get into it. Each week, we start with a toast and a roast, a high and a low from the week, and then we're going to just talk about Halloween in general, talk about this year, and then also talk about some toasts and roasts, toasted or roasted, which we did a year ago, on some Halloween and autumn things and all of that stuff. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I will go first. If that's okay, since you seemed a little cautious about your toast and roast.
After you.
So should I start with a roast or a toast?
Toast it.
Okay, my toast of the week is that my brother came and visited us this week, and we had another person in the home for 4 days, and it was so fun to have a visitor.
It was. I really liked it.
Did you really like it?
Yeah, I was just having right around.
It was really fun. We didn't really do that much, but we just hung out, and that was nice.
Yeah, that's kind of just what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I almost got into my roast right there.
Go. What is it? What's your roast?
So, me and Rhett and you, we always play the Wii. Oh. We used to always play the Wii.
Yeah.
And
the best gaming console, I think, of my generation is the Wii.
Yes. But so we broke our Wii out, and we haven't gotten it all hooked up since we moved. Mm-hmm. And we had everything when we moved. But for the past, 3 days, 4 days, I've been searching everywhere to find the things that we need so we can play the damn Wii and play Mario Kart.
I have no idea where they are. I really think we might need to just buy a Switch. But I also want the Wii to work. I'll be upset if we get a Switch and then just don't ever play the Wii again, because the Wii is such a great invention. There are so many good games on the Wii. Mario Kart is amazing on the Wii. Nothing else compares. I haven't played on the Switch yet, but I don't feel like it compares still. And then the Wii Sports Resort with the tennis, ping pong, all the fun things, sword fighting. So many good games. And the Xbox tried to come out and do something similar with the Kinect. No
competition. They don't have
Frisbee Dog. Frisbee Dog is the best game ever.
Oh, there's nothing like getting a jump and catch.
If people haven't played Wii Sports Resort on the Wii, they'll have no idea what we're talking about. But this niche group of people who have played Frisbee Dog, you know.
Oh, God, it's the best.
That is a good roast. We might just need to buy another one because they're super cheap
if
you can find one.
Yeah.
But I have no idea where the stuff is either. We searched high and low, near and far, and we could not find it.
I couldn't find it, and I got it working, and then I couldn't find the little thing that plugs into the end of the controller, and I'm like, no!
We have two controllers. We can only find one controller, and we, oh, God.
We're a mess.
We are a mess. My roast is it's a combined roast. We both had to experience it, but we had a situation with our plumbing this week, and it was rough. And it's extremely stressful. And, one thing that it did make me think of was when AJ was on the podcast a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how when you rent, there are certain things you don't have to worry about. And this was one of those moments where I was like, you're right. I do have to worry about this because I'm experiencing it, but somebody else will call and take care of this. But at the same time, if we did own the house, we would have been able to get all of it, call and take care of it, connect with somebody on our own, ASAP. There's not that other channel of communication that we have to go through. But you win some, you lose some. I'm extremely grateful because our landlords took care of it so well. They're so nice about it. And oh, but plumbing, ooh, scary stuff.
No good. It's the second
Scary
time.
stuff.
God, it's the second time I've dealt with that situation too, renting.
Well,
And oh.
there's a couple situations. I don't really want to go too in depth because it's kind of gross when you talk about plumbing and
Real
sewage,
shitty.
ew, but you had a terrible experience at your last place, and we just didn't want that to happen again. But we had a situation on Friday, and I was like, things aren't draining. And I said, did you clog the toilet? You said no. And then I was like, oh no, this is not good. And so we had a little bit of communication. And then we're like, okay, wait, maybe things are working now. Maybe it was like, I knew it wasn't actually going to be working, but I'm also like, sometimes I just think if I just put it on my mind, it'll magically get fixed. But, and then the whole next day, everything was fine. Everything's working fine. And then the next day, I ran a load of laundry. And then we have two bathrooms. One's a full bath. And one is a half bath. The full bath started backing up in the tub and the toilet with some dirty water. And then the other toilet was backing up with soapy water. I'm like, this is not good. Everything's connected. I turn off the washing machine. And so everything stops backing up because the worst thing ever is it flooding, which we did not experience. So that is a
Yeah.
home run, an A plus in my book. We didn't have a flood. Everything got taken care of. But I did have to wring out the clothes that were in the washing machine because it didn't get drained. And I've had to do that. We had to do it at your old apartment.
Yeah.
We had to do it at our old apartment in Tukwila. And then we had to do it here. And I was like, how many times in my life am I going to have to do this? Wringing out these soppy clothes. At least here we had a yard and my brother was here. So we're taking these towels and we're twisting and wringing them out.
Oh my God.
It was funny. And then
I was
we it's October. It was freezing out. We're laying out these towels to dry on the grass. And then it looks like we're sunbathing.
Oh my God.
There's beach towels laid out.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh.
I was just having freaking flashbacks of the last time that happened. I'm like, no. Because that was when I was living by myself.
It's always something with us, I
And
swear.
oh my God, it was the worst.
That was a terrible experience. You couldn't even stay in your place that you were paying for.
I was out of there for 3 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we can just leave that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
That was awful.
bad news. But everything is great now. But then with another thing, guys, 2020, when it rains, it pours. The plumbing guys come, the plumbers, duh. They're coming and they're backing up. And I look out, I'm like, oh yeah, they're here. They're backing up, and I hear, no. And they're like, there's a low-hanging cord fire. That has like our cable cord but for cable and internet, and then they almost just like completely rip it off the house, but instead they like drag it, and it's that was the situation too. And so then the Comcast guys had to come 2 days later. I'm like, this is just dragging on and on. And then the plumbers like knocked it over a little bit, they're like, our landlords were here. And they go, you guys aren't on Comcast, are you? And I say, yes, we are. It was just, oh my gosh. But it's all done now.
All better.
So that was my roast. What was your toast?
My toast. I was gonna toast that Rhett introduced me to Mod Pizza. I was a
Oh.
big fan of that place. It tasted delicious.
Well, my stomach just growled. I am surprised that you liked it more than Pizza Studio.
I thought the crust was better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mod Pizza is a fun place.
It is. Very fun place. It's
We
like what Red keep saying. Subway for pizza.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was good.
You had Panda, so you don't know.
Yeah, we were living our best lives. So we went and I had Panda Express and you guys had Mod Pizza and it was a good day. Came back and watched Hubie Halloween. You know, since this is the Halloween episode, I'll talk about it. I don't think it was that good.
Yeah, it wasn't awful, but I mean, a stupid Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler is one of those strange enigmas where you both have an extremely high expectation and an extremely low expectation. It's either going to be amazing, best movie you have ever seen, or it's going to be terrible. And weirdly, this movie was kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
So, because I like stupid comedy and I love Adam Sandler, but some of his movies are just not my thing. And this one was okay. It was just okay.
I put it there, probably like a step lower than The Water Boy, so I don't think you've
I
seen.
still haven't seen The
Yeah.
Waterboy. But we got through Toast and Roast. I'm going to give my podcast recommendation of the week because it was actually so good. I really think everyone needs to listen to it. It was Matthew McConaughey on Joe Rogan, and it's about 2 hours, which is pretty short for Joe Rogan, especially somebody of like that fame caliber, because sometimes he has people on and it's like 3 or 4 hours long, and I'm like, that's just too much for me. But I, one, love Matthew McConaughey, two, love his accent. Three, I really love his mindset and just how he is always trying to be like overachiever kind of guy. And he talks a lot about that in the podcast episode. And then also, finally, my favorite point of conversation that they had, Joe Rogan moved to Austin, as with many other Californians who are leaving the state of California to move to Texas. And for a multitude of reasons, a major one of them being they're in no income tax state. And then there's a lot of other things going on in California. I listen to a lot of podcasts from comedians who live in LA, and a lot of them are leaving. And it's quite interesting to listen to. I could listen to people talk about their reasons for moving out of major cities all day. Like it's one of my favorite things to listen to. But they talked about this, and a big point that Matthew was talking about, it's weird to call him Matthew, but
Matthew.
Matthew said he was talking about how he doesn't want all of these people to move to Austin and try to make Austin different or like the place that they're moving away from, because there's a reason they're moving away from that. Like, appreciate where you're moving to. That was a big thing that he was kind of talking about, but he says it in a great way. And I'm just absolutely in love with him. And the way that he, my, like, I want to be him when I grow up, but I do nothing that he does. So I just need to, like, move my entire life around and just be Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Because my favorite thing about him is he is the Minister of Culture at the University of Texas in Austin. And Minister of Culture, that's the coolest thing ever. And he kind of has taken it upon himself to be the Minister of Culture of Austin, the entire city, not just the university. And it seems like people in Austin really enjoy him. And, you know, I have talked far too long about him. So listen to the episode, you'll like it. If you like Matthew McConaughey.
And as far as Matthew McConaughey goes, if you want to watch one of his movies, Dazed and Confused.
Thank you for recommending that 25-year-old movie, KCB.
Hey, I need to have my movie recommendations, so.
Are you gonna start recommending movies each
Oh,
week?
yeah, I'll recommend movies every week. Casey's movie recommendation.
There we go. That was fun.
Dazed and Confused, watch it.
So when we get back, we're going to be talking about Halloween this year, traditions, toast and roast, all the things. So we'll be right back. And we're back. We're back to talk about Halloween, 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 Halloween.
It's the monster mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The graveyard smash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
That's not how it goes.
If you've made it this far in the podcast, congratulations, because we're being a little crazy today. But it's the Halloween spirit just pulsing through my body. I'm so excited. So
radiant.
As I said today on Instagram, I don't just do Halloween or Halloweekend. It's Halloweek. It's a week-long experience. We're having a great time. There's pumpkins everywhere in our house, and I just love it.
You started decorating in September.
Exactly. So, but I've been really extra this week. So wanted to talk about some of the best things about Halloween and some of the worst things about this year's Halloween. Number one, I feel terrible for anyone who doesn't get to trick-or-treat this year. It makes me really sad. And we haven't even gotten candy in case we get trick-or-treaters, so we need to do that tomorrow. But I really hope we get some trick-or-treaters since we live sort of in a neighborhood. But I walked by a neighborhood today, one of the gated communities near us. We are not in a gated community, but I walked by one, and there was a big poster board that said something about Halloween and trick-or-treaters and
no trick-or-treating here.
It was just sad.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I've been seeing some things about trunk or treat, but I don't really know what it means. I've seen trunk or treat before in the past, but I feel like it's still like you park your car and give out candy, but I don't understand how it's socially distanced. But I don't have any children to take trick or treating, so I don't really know, but I just feel sad. I wanted to ask you, Casey, because I don't really know. What did you do for trick or treating?
We went to my grandma's house over on the west side of town, or east side of town, and we went around her neighborhood. And then we also did walk around up at our house.
Because you lived in a neighborhood that's like very far away from the rest of the town, so I was wondering about that.
There's like three houses that you could go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else shuts off their lights.
Yeah, pretty much. There's one family that would give out full-size candy bars to us because we were the only kids in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to go visit my grandma's house, and like all my cousins would go there and stuff, and then go around to a couple houses and like neighborhoods by our relative's house. But we were never one of those families that would like literally go like street by street, like back and forth, you know? The only time I did that was, I was too old to be trick-or-treating probably by standards, but I remember being like a freshman in high school, I think, and going.
Yeah, that was my last year.
I'm small. And you know what I've been thinking? I really think that trick-or-treating should be for high schoolers.
Yeah, I mean,
because when you're in high school, you start to understand like money more and the value of a dollar and free food is is that like, oh my gosh, I just loved it. Well, what was your favorite Halloween costume that you ever dressed up as?
So my favorite one I've ever dressed up as, it was actually made for my brother originally. Mm-hmm. And my mom made it, and it was a Mako shark, and so I got it handed down to me.
That's so cute.
But yeah, it had a little tail and everything. My mom sewed it all up, and it was awesome. Awesome costume. Yeah, I think that's probably the best one there. That's the hands down winner.
I'm trying to think of my best one. I was Captain America one year, and that was pretty cool. I liked that one. Even though I'm not even a big superhero guy, the costume was good. I was Black Swan one year, ballerina. Yeah, I don't know. I had some good ones, but nothing that was like super over the top, awesome, amazing. But I just love Halloween. Something that is kind of weird about me though, is I love Halloween so much, but I really don't watch Halloween movies, which is a major piece of Halloween. Do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
Growing up, it was always Hocus Pocus.
See, and I'm blasphemous. I've never even seen Hocus Pocus. Yeah, and now I feel like it's too late. Like, everyone knows.
Hey, I just watched The Goonies last year for the first time, so
that's a good point.
Come on. Get with the program.
Spooky things. I like mystery. I like I feel like pirates are Halloween-ish, even though they kind of are. Witches, I love witch stuff, but just not. I haven't watched all the Halloween movies, Hocus Pocus, Halloween Town, all those ones. Like,
what's your favorite Halloween movie, if you had to say?
No, I was thinking about this the other day, and I figured out that my favorite Halloween movie is a Disney Channel movie called Twitches, about twin witches.
Nice.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's definitely a girly movie. You haven't seen like any Disney Channel movies, though, which is terrible. But do you have a favorite scary movie?
Scary movie?
You don't like scary movies.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
What the heck is that?
I've told you about that one before. It's really good, actually. It's kind of like a trial type setting, and the who is it, priest or whatever did the exorcisms on trial because the possessed girl died. So it's like all like going back through the story and everything, and then yeah, it's a crazy, crazy movie.
Have you seen The Poltergeist?
No, I haven't.
KCB, it's a classic.
Pet Sematary's a good one.
I haven't seen that one. I actually haven't seen a lot of the scary movies either. I've seen quite a few, but you don't like watching scary movies. And I think I like watching scary movies, but then we start them and I close my eyes and I make you tell me what's happening. And you don't even want to watch. So,
like when we tried watching Scream?
Oh my gosh.
That's not even a scary movie.
Everyone makes fun of me because I get scared during Scream. I don't like it when things pop out at you. That was not going to be a good noise for the podcast.
That's going to be a great noise. It's going to be an opening segment.
Did you ever watch Orphan?
Was that the one where it's like a...
The one where there was like a real story about it like last year where there was like it's like a 40-year-old woman in a child's body and they adopted her. These nice people thought they were just adopting a nice child, and then it was an evil 40-year-old woman.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I'm not too sure.
That was an interesting one. I like Shutter Island. Is that considered a scary movie?
I mean, to some people, probably.
I like that one a lot.
Did you see they're making a new Freaky Friday? But it's like that same kind of concept, where it's like a murderer switches bodies with its victim.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds fabulous.
I believe it's coming out on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. So I love reading scary thriller books and mysteries and stuff like that. The movies, I don't know, just too harsh on my senses, I think.
Harsh my vibe, man.
The other one I wanted to know if you had seen, have you ever seen It?
No.
And you won't watch it?
No.
And Get Out.
Get Out. Well, that's pretty new. I haven't seen that.
See, we have so many we need to watch, but...
Have you ever watched Friday the 13th?
No.
That one scared me so bad as a child.
I haven't seen a lot of the classics either. Friday the 13th.
Halloween.
Halloween. The Child's Play.
Exorcist.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Exorcist either. I also like scary TV shows, though. American Horror Story is kind of scary, but not, like... It depends on what season. It depends on a lot of things, a lot of factors. But yeah. I love American Horror Story.
Yeah, for me, you know my stance on...
I just don't like things that jump out at me. I hate that.
I just don't like ones that have little evil kids. Like The Omen.
I don't feel like that's that scary.
What? Children are very scary.
I love it when people dress up their kid like Chucky or something. Oh. Like when it's a really like realistic, scary versions of that kind of stuff. Or any of those classic scary movie villains. I love that.
People with twin girls who dress them up like the ones from The Shining.
That's awesome. Oh, I love The Shining. The Shining's not scary at all, I don't think. That's the kind of thing I like, is stuff like The Shining. Frick. I had something good to say. Oh, the ones I do love. I love Paranormal Activity. That is the scary movie that I love. And I was wondering if you would be willing to talk about any of your paranormal experiences because you say that you have them, and I really wanted to get somebody on the podcast who had a paranormal experience.
Paranormal.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Well, we can.
What?
I tell the one that I tell everybody.
Tell the one that you tell
Tell
everybody.
everybody about.
Tell the pod.
So it was a few years. It was actually a long time ago now. Feels like. But my
Is this the one
friends.
that James House?
Yeah. My
Yes.
friends moved into a new house in Port Angeles. And it's like the first day they had it, or they moved in, they didn't have the electrical turned on yet.
I think you might have told this story on last year's Halloween episode, but that's okay.
I might
Everybody
have.
likes a good scary story.
But so we were just after work, we all went there and we were just sitting around drinking beers by candlelight because no electricity. And then we went down into the basement and they're like, yeah, it's a little bit creepy down here. And it's like we're looking around and there's black stuff oozing from the bricks and
What could that possibly have been?
I have no idea, because I mean, it's not like it would be tar or something like that. And then also down there was a pentagram on the wall, and like in this shifty bathroom that was like tucked under the stairs, and all the pipes were exposed and everything, just pentagram there. And so we're just hanging out and drinking beer upstairs after that. And I looked over. And at the top of the staircase, I saw a big white dog with red eyes, like a wolf, and just like an albino wolf. And I was like, "Hey, when did you guys get a dog?" Well, they just looked at me and said, "We don't have a dog." I'm like, "What? There's a dog by the stairs." Looked over, it wasn't there anymore.
And multiple people said they
And
saw the same thing, right?
yep, or they saw it in different at different times. So yeah, the one
Gives
of
me
the guys
chills every time.
that gives me chills. It's scary.
Gives me the willies.
Gives me the willies. But yeah, one of the guys that lived there, he has all kinds of stories about paranormal activities and such. And he said a little while later, like a month down the road, he was just at the house by himself and he's in the kitchen, and he looked over at the top of the stairs and he saw the same. He saw white wolf, red eyes. And
Have you
then,
ever looked up what that symbolizes?
oh, I forget. I've looked it up. It's like protective spirit or something like that. I don't know. But then, one of my coworkers, he didn't know anything about the story at all. No one had told him. They went to a party at that house. And this was a while down the road. This was after we moved to Gig Harbor, or after I moved to Gig Harbor. And I told him about the story, and he's like, "I saw the same thing at that party, and I said the same thing you said. When did you guys get that big ass dog?"
That's so
And
crazy.
yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I'm looking up now, what does a white wolf with red eyes, paranormal off of Reddit, which is
It's reliable.
very reliable off of Reddit, you know? Oh, I'm just gonna read this. This is a story from Darth Vinayr from 2 years ago, an encounter. I was driving home from work yesterday, late at night, around 10 p.m., when I encountered what appeared to be a white wolf with red eyes smiling at me. Was your wolf smiling or angry looking?
I don't know, it was just kind of looking like a big scared, like not scary, but just
Okay,
kind of made you worried.
so not
Wasn't
aggressive.
menacing.
Okay. I live out in rural areas, and it is very common to see stray dogs roaming the roads and forests out near the house. But this one stood out. It was crossing the road as I drove past, and it stopped and looked at me. I only saw it for a second or two because I kept driving, but it appeared to either be a wolf or a hybrid dog wolf, white with red eyes. His or her mouth opened and smiling at me. I saw a lot of sharp teeth at first. I felt the eyes were reflected by my car lights. But as I drove past and the lights faded from the wolf dog's eyes, they stayed red. There was something inherently creepy about this animal or being, as if it sort of glowed. Did yours feel like that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. AKA stood out from the background of reality. It sent a chill down my spine, and I was creeped out furthermore by the fact that there was mist or fog in the area. Was there mist or fog in the area?
No, not in the house.
But there was black ooze coming from
the
wall.
There's black ooze and a pentagram in the basement, so.
This is normal after a lot of rain, but we haven't had a lot of rain in the area recently, so it was extra spooky. I did some Googling and found the being might be a sort of ghost dog seen in Celtic and British mythology. Excuse me. But the extra spooky part is when I got home with my dash cam in hand to show my boyfriend the footage, the dog in the video looked like it was part brown and white, like a regular dog, despite being mostly blurry on top of that. Either way, the animal in the dash cam footage did not look like the wolf dog I spotted in person. People say wolves sometimes appear to have red eyes due to cameras and lights, but this didn't even show up a wolf on the camera, and the eye stayed red after the light fell off of it. It left me ultimately unnerved, especially when I had to stop the car to get the mail at a very dark street corner before the house. Has anyone had experience with these beings or animals? So Cursed Crackers says... I love Reddit, but I also have no idea how it works. This is a spiritual warning. This wolf was a legend dating back to 1860, and this is probably your guardian, a white wolf with red eyes. Go back to that road the same time you saw it, but this time get out of your car very cautiously. Could be just a wild wolf, and talk to it to figure out what it wants. Oh my gosh. So that didn't help me very much. I thought it was going to be.
No, that didn't help at all. Did give me some chills, though.
I totally believe in the paranormal stuff, though, and I believe this person. I don't think they just saw an albino wolf. I don't think you saw an albino wolf, like
inside their house. They just moved into hell now. But the other crazy thing about that house too is
that house is definitely haunted.
Yeah, that house is definitely haunted.
And I never got to go there, and I'm very sad because I want to go to a real haunted house. I've probably been in one before, but
well, because there were stories about like that they would tell me about when they were living there, and they're like, yeah, I'd just be up here by myself and hear like things moving around down in the basement, and you're like, I'm here by myself. There's only one way in.
In the basement always.
And it was always in the basement. And then it was the person that lived there before them. They used to play online games.
Yeah.
With them. And like there'd be clunking in the background. And you'd be like, oh yeah, that's just normal. It's just what the house does. It's kind of weird, but.
The house just clunks. The spirits are clunking.
Weird noises and all kinds of crazy stuff. Scratching and.
They're bad.
Yeah. But I had never slept in that house. I slept in my car on the edge of the property.
Oh my gosh. I wish I would have seen that. We went ghost hunting once, and we didn't find any ghosts. So I'm very open. I want to be very open to that. Like, I'd love it if I were able to, like, see something or hear something, but I know a lot of people don't believe in that sort of stuff. So, and you don't believe in mediums.
Nope.
How can you say you've seen something paranormal and not believe in a medium?
I am.
I completely believe.
I don't know.
I don't think they're all legit. I'm sure some of them are just great actors, but I feel it in my bones that a lot of them are telling the truth.
I don't know. I'm still skeptical about mediums.
Shall we talk about that show that we watched recently?
The Psycho Kids?
Psychic Kids. Oh, okay. So, a really long time ago, I watched this girl who was on Dr. Phil, and she was schizophrenic. So, that was a completely different thing, but she was talking to multiple different personalities. And the thing that I'm confused about is we watched a show recently, and it was called Psychic Kids. And it was very similar to the situation that I saw with the schizophrenic child. She had like 18 different personalities that she talked to, and some of them were very bad. And these kids on the show, Psychic Kids, are saying that they're seeing things and talking to people, and they're talking to them and telling them certain things and making them feel certain ways. And it definitely seemed real. But what was your thoughts on the show? I want to hear, because you're much more of a skeptic than I.
Oh, man. It's... Because, I mean, when you're a kid, your imagination is so much more vivid.
That is
and
true.
You can make things real a lot more easy when you're a child than... I mean, you don't know what you're looking at exactly. It's like, oh, what's this? Or think that there's something in your room. You can make it real just by thinking about it.
The thing that makes me believe it a lot more, though, is when they say something like, I saw a person that looked like this, and they say they have certain characteristics. And then somebody says, there was a, like, that, they said, somebody died in this house that had similar characteristics than that. And they're a child. How would they know that?
Yeah.
That one stuff makes me feel like, oh, they know.
When they're in the fire station and the little kid's just, my chest hurts. My chest hurts.
Oh, that was intense. And so they took a little girl to the fire station and she had already been seeing things in her own home. And this was actually really interesting. So the season that we were watching was... like more recent, it was like 10 years later. So the show Psychic Kids came out in 2008. And then the group that was on that season in 2008 came back and was talking to like a new generation of kids and trying to get them to kind of hone their powers or their gift. I wouldn't say powers, that sounds a little magical, but like take control of it so it's not so overwhelming to them. Like they're hearing all of these things all the time. But I don't know, all these people could just have a condition. But this girl, she goes into the fire station and she doesn't know, they don't have any prior knowledge about the fire station except for the older girl who is kind of leading the younger one knows that it is known to be haunted. And so they take her there and then she said, oh, my chest feels tight. And then later on they show like,
it's like the fire chief had a heart attack in that room.
In that specific room. I hope everyone just got chills because I have chills again. So I love shows like that. I totally think it's real. Mediums, psychic. Like, obviously, I don't think they're all real, but I think there are some that are far more connected than others.
I just thought of another experience I had.
Yes. Tell us more, Casey. Tell us more.
So it was back when I was working at LibTech. And my bench light, it was like long fluorescent tubes, it went out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had it unplugged and then put in new lights. And before hanging it back up, plugged it back in, and made sure it worked and unplugged it. So while it was still down, the lights turned back on, got real bright and broke the tubes. So it was just unplugged from the wall.
It was unplugged.
Unplugged from the wall. And then it lit up and broke the tubes on the thingamajig.
Why do you think that would have happened?
I have no idea.
Was somebody
I've not
angry?
Looked into it. I wasn't angry. No one shot him or nothing.
No, I mean, like, do you think a spirit was angry?
I don't know. I've had all kinds of light stuff happen before. Like, back at Bar Hop,
That place is haunted,
That place is haunted, too. I used to run from the back to the front when I was walking up. And see things moving when I'm in the dish pit. And like, because the dish pit back there, it's a, it's an old railway station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like all the doors are big, heavy with porthole windows. So it's like I'd be in there by myself washing dishes. And it's like you just get like that chill feeling. And then like I'd look back behind me and there'd be something moving past the window, and you can never make it out. So this little tiny porthole is maybe a foot in diameter. And then there were times when I was cooking, and there was an unplugged light hanging from the ceiling, and it would just light up randomly. That was always a trip.
I don't know. Certain things I feel like I see stuff like out of the corner of my eye all the time, and I think it's just peripheral vision, but that place, I think there's something happening there.
That place, it's like looking dead at that little window and seeing something move past it when I know I'm locked in there by myself, in the whole building by myself. And it's like, oh, no. Nope. I'm finishing my dishes and getting the hell out of here.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed those scary stories. I hope I didn't, I don't feel like they were too scary that anyone's gonna be like, oh my God. But if anyone does have really good paranormal stories, I'd love to have you on as a guest because it's something I'm extremely intrigued by. To end on a lighter note, maybe we should talk about something a little better. Oh, you've only been to one haunted house, right?
Like a Halloween haunted house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about a real haunted house?
Well, yeah, we already covered this.
Besides that one, can you think of any?
Not off the top of my head, people used to say our house was haunted, though.
Oh, pish posh, it is not. I do think a couple weeks ago we talked about Astoria and our trip there and the highs and lows of that, but I definitely think there's some haunted places in Astoria, like hardcore. There's a huge vibe of things being haunted there. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Yep,
Do
I
you think that
agree.
hotel that we stayed in was haunted?
Probably. Yeah,
I don't know if that was, but I definitely think there's some haunted places out and about, and I would love to go explore more, and I want to go explore some ghost towns around Washington if you would be into that.
that'd be fun.
And
Like the old, like abandoned logging towns and
yeah.
stuff like that. That'd be cool.
It kind of sucks because every time they show people who are like ghost hunters on TV, they're like the biggest nerds and
Oh, yeah.
ever. And I'm like, I want to go ghost hunting, but I feel like it's cool. It shouldn't be nerdy. It should be
That's why I stick with In Search of Sasquatch.
I think to finally wrap up the episode, though, we should talk about something very lighthearted and the great part of Halloween, the candy. So, first of all, what's your absolute favorite candy to get in a Halloween bucket? When you went trick-or-treating, did you use a pillowcase, a bucket? What'd you use?
Usually a bucket.
Yeah, me too. A pumpkin bucket.
5 gallon
I saw
bucket.
something on Facebook, 5 gallon
I'm
bucket.
kidding.
That's a
I'm
good one.
kidding.
I saw something on Facebook today, and everyone was saying a pillowcase, a pillowcase. I'm like, what the heck?
Usually use one of those little pre-mixed margarita buckets.
Classy.
It.
I love that. So what was some, did you say what your favorite was? Because I think mine is Reese's.
Crackle.
I like Crackle
Crackle.
too.
That was,
Crackle and Crunch.
yep, I was a big fan of those.
Both great. Kit Kat's good. Do you like Twix or no?
I mean, I like it. I wouldn't buy it, but if someone has it on hand, I'll eat them.
Okay, out of these five choices, what would you pick? 100 grand, Mr. Good Bar, Crunch, Reese's Pieces, or Hershey's?
Brother Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces are so good and so underrated. We need to get some of those.
I know.
Also underrated and really good, Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar is good, but
It's
I mean,
a good bar.
it's a good
It's right in
bar.
the
I'm not
name.
gonna lie, it's a good bar.
Oh, you know what is not good? Those flavored Tootsie Rolls.
What? I love fruit juice.
Fruit chews, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I really don't. This is a little stack right here that is not good. Baby Ruth, M&Ms are good. Flavored Tootsie Rolls, Heath bars, and Starburst.
I was a big fan of the Heath bars.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Yep, that's why I had cavities.
What's have you ever had a Big Hunk?
Big hunk?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Me neither. I feel like I've tried it once and it was disgusting. I don't like nougat, so or what were those ones? Is it just Big Hunk?
Idaho Spuds.
Charleston Chew. Do you like Charleston Chew? Those are
No.
disgusting.
Those are disgusting.
Okay, here's another group. Skittles, Payday, Gummy Bears, Junior Mints, or Twizzlers?
Skittles all day.
Oh, I forgot you're a big Skittles guy.
All day.
I love Junior Mints. They're so good.
They are good.
And I also like the gummy bears when they're like the teeny tiny ones. Teeny tiny ones.
Little mini bears, little cubs.
Okay, last group. Whoppers, Milk Duds, Milky Way. I feel like those are like all the same thing.
Milky Way.
Laffy Taffy and Nerds.
Yep, Milky Way.
Nerds. Ooh, let's do one.
Another one.
Let's do one more. This is fun.
Oh.
Airheads. What's your favorite Airhead color?
Watermelon.
I like watermelon and I like the white ones too. The mystery.
Mm.
What's your favorite Jolly Rancher?
Probably apple. Apple or grape.
Gosh. Watermelon all the way. What's your favorite Sour Patch Kid? Red.
Oh, I don't know. Lemon?
Yellow?
I think so.
What's your favorite runt?
The banana.
Mine too! What's your favorite Blow Pop?
I don't know. I haven't had a Blow Pop since I was a little kid.
Watermelon. I love Blow Pops. Would you rather have a Blow Pop or a Tootsie Pop?
Probably a Tootsie Pop. I'd rather have a Dum Dum than either of them, though.
What's your favorite Dum Dum flavor?
Oh, the mystery.
That's a stupid choice, because it's not fair.
That is a stupid choice.
You can't.
That is so dumb.
You can't choose that. Pick
so
another
dumb.
One.
Oh, God. I don't know what any of the other ones are.
Oh,
is there
my
like,
God.
There's like blueberry and...
Root beer is the best one.
Yeah.
Root beer or cotton candy.
Oh, yeah, they do have cotton candy. That's a good one.
What's your favorite Tootsie Pop flavor?
Tootsie Pop? Oh, man, probably like...
Brown.
Brown? What's brown supposed to taste like?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Brown's the best.
Yeah. I was trying to think of... But like I said, I haven't had a sucker in a long, long time. Since I was a child.
You know what's really great? The Jolly Rancher suckers. They have pink lemonade one. Bomb.com. I'm so excited to go buy some candy. Woo! So, I think that's it for the Halloween wrap-up. I wish we could go to a Halloween party. I had a great couple's costume planned for us, but alas, we cannot go out and about. So, I'm going to dress up for work. You guys can see a picture of it. I'll post it everywhere. But I hope everyone has a happy and safe Halloween. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify. You know all the things, but I gotta say them. And if you screenshot that you're listening to the episode and share it on social media and tag us, we would appreciate that so much. That's how it gets the word out there. And yeah, happy Halloween. And once again, if anyone has a paranormal experience that they want to share with me, you don't have to be on the podcast. If you just want to tell me, you can just tell me because I'll be happy to hear it. So stay spooky, everyone. Party on. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!